down to House Bill 1169, which is the chair's bill. So the gavel will move to the vice chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With that, we'll move to the next item on the committee's agenda. That's House Bill 1169, an act to clarify certain procedures for terminating or non-renewing a teacher's contract. Proponents on House Bill 1169.
If it pleases the chair, I'll just stay here. Thank you. House Bill 1169 is, in my mind's eye, I'm going back to my principalship days, is a who, what, and where bill. Who does what? When do they do it? Where do they do it? And it's a clarification on our continuing contract law. And with that, I'll be quiet and let the other proponents that are here on behalf of 1169 continue.
Thank you, Senator Olson. We'll move then to further proponents on House Bill 1169. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Ann Plooster. I'm General Counsel for the South Dakota Education Association. House Bill 1169 was a collaboration between the South Dakota Education Association, Associated School Boards, and other school entities to clarify the non-renewal and termination procedures that are in statute regarding teacher contracts. There are really no major changes to the bill. It just clarifies the difference between the two procedures, makes it more user-friendly so that there aren't mistakes when it's being used. And there is one change that I think is for the better, and that takes away the appearance of, I want to say impropriety, I'm an attorney, I'm sorry about using that term, but there's always been an appearance that when it comes to non-renewals that the school boards know too much information before the teacher has the due process right. And this bill takes away that appearance by making sure that the first time that the school board knows about the non-renewal is when the hearing is held. With that, I will stand by for questions, though I will, may I take a personal privilege here.
Sure.
I need to be on the road. Actually, I should have been on the road probably half hour ago. So if there are any questions, I would appreciate having them now so that I could
certainly
get to a meeting.
We'll sure accomplish that. Any questions from the committee at this time? Seeing none. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry to have held you up. Further proponents on House Bill 1169.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Dick Thiessen. On behalf of the Associated School Boards of South Dakota, my office, through my partner Tom Harmon, worked very hard for several weeks on this bill to try and accomplish what has been explained to you by the previous speaker. Ann is absolutely correct. This is kind of history that SDEA and the Associated School Boards would bring a bill to you together, but it's an important bill. There was, if you look at the language of the bill in terms of what's overstricken, there was an issue of it appearing that a person was terminated or non-renewed before the notice even went and before the recommendation went. This is cleanup. It's a good bill. It's technical, and I would hope you would pass it as is without any changes.
Thank you, Mr. Thiessen. Further proponents then on House Bill 1169. Further proponents on 1169. Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1169? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close into committee action and or discussion on House Bill 1169. Yes, Senator Olson.
Mr. Chairman, when I saw this bill and recognized the collaborative nature between the school boards and SDA, I was thrilled. It was a convoluted process. You notice the school board is overstricken and puts in the CEO or superintendent of schools, which I think is very appropriate. I don't think we need school board members to be in that position. I think it's a good bill. I think everybody will benefit from it. And so with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd move 1169 go out, do pass.
We have a do pass motion from Senator Olson. Is there a second on that motion? Second from Senator Dunwald. Discussion on the do pass motion? Further discussion, seeing none, then we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of the do pass motion on House Bill 1169 will say aye. Those opposed, no. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Dunwald, Knutson,
aye.
Kleistra,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Seven yeas, no nays.
That motion having received a majority vote of the committee will go to the floor with a due pass recommendation. We do have a motion for consent. Is there a second on that motion? Second discussion on that? Any objections? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. House Bill 1169 will go to the floor with a due pass recommendation and on the consent calendar.